Part 6 with Perry Fair, our special feature and ongoing series of agency tours, continues with a personal tour of Gray Advertising. From Digital ECD, Perry Fair.
Let's get the tour. All right. So welcome to Gray. You're on the second floor lobby. You can tell, look at our wonderful artwork and the awesome press.
Yes.
This is the creative floor, creative and production. So I'll give you a quick roundabout. People in the background keep chatting. So we'll go through here. We're going to enter into the, call it Circuit Cities, the digital section.
Oh, okay.
You kind of called us post-blizzard, so the courtyard looks a little messy. See, no one's been out there to a snowball fight yet.
Bamboo's all in.
So a lot of the creative set, we don't really have walls or doors, so you'll see a planner, and there's like a UX person, account team, producers. We all kind of sit together. Makes for a more collaborative environment. And in the rooms, people were pretty much trying to have meetings and be productive.
How many collaborative spaces do you have? It seems like a zillion.
Yeah, a lot. There are rooms all over the place, kind of dotted for like places where people can kind of sit in and toss out ideas, conference calls, but most of the time it's just teams that want to have a little bit more privacy, just sitting around and spitballing ideas out.
Now, where's your area?
This is my area. Yeah, there are around 30 or 26 of us right now. I'm counting the people that we've hired who haven't shown up yet. Wow. And we're growing, but they're around 200 creatives. Let's go this way.
Okay.
This is Tor's office, or Tor's kind of a breakout room. Go easy in the chair he never sits in, which everybody's scared to.
Okay, we just got our stuff flying around, sorry.
This is his desk and his bedroom, which is quietly interesting.
All right, note, Jay, we got to get bedrooms in the office.
Yes. Yeah, so when Tor first moved to New York, his space was too small. So he moved most of his furniture into the agency.
Okay.
Yeah, and the bed has basically traveled from two different buildings. So when we were in the old building, it was the bedroom too. And when we moved to the new building, yeah, the bedroom again.
That is cool.
There's another breakout room. See, if you notice, if the camera can catch it, all the wallpaper is really different, unique.
Yeah, everything's got textures and...
Yeah, and the thing that we did was that most of the surfaces, if they're not wallpapered up, are covered in cork for a very specific reason, and it's for us to allow us to put work anywhere we want to. So we can have a collaborative conversation at any part in an agency and basically put up work. And if we're pitching, usually this wall is covered with stuff and it kind of wraps all the way around, which really feel like it's fun and really engaging. This area is one of our larger, call it town hall. All of this is removable, so usually when we have larger agency meetings, they move all the wood and all the glass, and it becomes just a larger space for people to sit and talk. And you know, we had it yesterday was like a big Q&A session, so people could come in. We had Tor in, all the creatives came in here, and we basically just talked about the agency and the work that we're doing.
And there's space behind us.
Space behind it too. So it's a it's fairly large. Up the stairs, we have a kitchen in the back. We can go up and over.
All right.
Yep, and this is like a cafeteria. No chef, but we can sit and eat and talk with each other, and there's a partition behind that has like a refrigerator, microwave, stuff, all the goodies. Production. Oh yeah, we have casting too. Yeah, it's a really cool space. It's the old toy building, so most of the floor is the original. All the wood is reclaimed wood, it's LEED certified, so it's a green building. Very low carbon footprint, and it has a very nice organic feel, so it feels very used, it feels like it's very familiar, but it's also extremely durable. No one's broke anything yet, so it's a good thing.
And how long has this space been like this? How long?
We're going on a year and a half.
It's really that new? Oh, wow.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
When you said green, I was like, oh, that's gotta be pretty new.
Yeah, they completely did a gut rehab on it, so they completely gutted it out and redid it.
Is this the lowest floor?
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of cool.
Nice space.
Yeah. So the stuff on the wall looks like Tor's like in Pekin's favorite art collection. It's kind of cool. It feels very, very personal.
Yeah.
As you can tell,
good space thing, to create.
Yeah, the wood thing carries throughout.
Right.
And I think those were the lamps from our old building that they recycled, but I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
That is a very cool chandelier. This away?
Yeah. This is more planning and account. And the goal is to eventually integrate everybody, so it'll be creatives up here, as well as planning and creatives downstairs.
Okay.
But at the same time, I feel a little bit more conservative. The partition, the little bookshelves, they're empty now because they're coming down. Okay. So they're going to have the same layout that we're going to have,
right,
that we have downstairs, okay, as far as very open.
But these just go wherever you need a little
barrier.
Yeah,
these roll around, but they also allow, there are magnets. They're probably on the other side that people can kind of spitball and put up their ideas. So they're on almost every floor, which allows for all of us, if we want to come up here and have ideas, boom, boom. If they want to come downstairs and bring their work, we talk about strategy and how we game plan ideas, we do that too. And then we have like breakout spaces, the same downstairs as upstairs. So it's on every floor.
So you had a different space, or this was renovated?
This was renovated.
Okay. What was that like during the renovation? Where was everything?
You know, none of us really saw it. Tor would sneak over here and look at it every so often.
Yeah.
I can tell you what the old building looked like, and it was, ooh.
Oh, so it was a move.
Yeah, it was a big move.
Okay.
So we were next to...
You weren't in this space.
We were in the space. We were at 777, I think. We were right next to Smith & Walensky's.
Huh?
Yeah. And it felt like a bank. So, yeah, but this is non-bank.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
I love all the natural elements that were left behind. The brick. That one wall in Tor's office, it just looks like
just completely
drawings on it.
It's really cool. Like, this was made just for our move. It represents the clients that we have, our pad, and a bit of the heritage of Gray kind of made out to our form. So like Greyhound was one of the ones we've had forever. We also have the NFL, the E-Trade Baby, even some P&G. So just a really great way to kind of show that what we do is also a bit of an art form too.
That's great.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Let's go up one more.
All right.
There's more. It's like, there's finance, it's kind of where there's creative, planning, account, finance. I guess probably it gets more conservative as you go up, but it's still but it's weird because everybody kind of tends to funnel into the second floor for like a bit of like creative juice. So you feel like, oh, you're in finance, so you just kind of float around. So it's a really nice way. It's almost like it's a very open kind of circulatory feel to the agency. So no one really stays on their floor forever. They always tend to kind of migrate around.
No, that's nice. We're trying to do that at our agency. You going up?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a big, heavy meeting.
It's because there's a bunch of ball heads in there. Ball head equals serious.
Yeah, it could be.
So, same mindset. This is Jim Heekin's floor. So, his office is his meeting room. And it's very, very quiet in here. More count.
Late on a Friday.
Yeah, it's late on a Friday and it snowed, so I don't know, a lot of people didn't make it in. Same wood, same floor. I mean, it's the one thing that I love with the commonality and the theme throughout. And you'd be surprised, you're only seeing like a portion of it.
Right.
But these floors are really, really big. So if they're imagining maybe around 200 people per floor, for about 5 to 6 floors. So it's really, there are a lot of us here.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So what was the unveiling of the place like? If Tor was the only one that actually was taking peeks.
Yeah, he took peeks, and then we did this thing where we did stages. So certain groups would move over at certain times, so it wasn't everybody at once. It allowed people to get acclimated to the environment, but it also allowed for, kind of like, I think the creators were the last to go, so we got to say our goodbyes to the old building. But it was nice. It was really, people were very excited. And we always said like, the work changed almost immediately. Or the work that we were doing that was great really became more noticeable as the environment started to change. So it went from being hyper-conservative to being this very open, collaborative environment, which is very good.
That's cool. A big deal, yeah.
Yeah. And there are a lot of other agencies, like there's Alliance that's also housed within there, like our PR and marketing. There's G2, which handles our direct. And then there's Gray and some of the other places. But you start to see a lot of like little names on the walls. It's just there are other shops within the bigger shop.
I saw downstairs Conan Wolf is right underneath.
Yeah, Conan, which is good because when we have great ideas and they have ideas, we all talk to each other.
Yeah, no, that's
so.
a wonderful way to work. Mm-hmm. See all the thought that went into everything. Partitions and overheads and everything.
Like everything has a purpose in it. So one thing we like. And if it weren't snowing, I'd take you outside. Most of the floor is above two. We have a courtyard. Everyone has a balcony that kind of overhangs.
Oh, so that's, you can go out here?
You can go out there.
Oh, that's cool.
And you can go out there all the way to the top. It's wonderful HR. It's the last place you want to be found. So we're going to walk briskly by, and hopefully they won't notice me.
Harry, can we speak to you about the camera crew? I love gray's orange. Jay, is this pretty much my office color? About?
Yeah.
Pretty damn close.
So this way. Yeah, but each floor has the same theme. Each floor has a common, like, sitting and eating area. The one on two is very much in little pods, so it asks for more collaborative, and most of the ones that are on the upper floors are more long and communal. So it adds to, it adds to a bit of a collaborative spirit, so there's no, everyone can sit and talk and sit down and eat and just really sit down and bring conversations with each other.
I love the mixture of steel and wood.
And there's all the information I was trying to say.
That's cool.
Yeah, we tend to try to keep a news feed of what's current. And that's mainly it.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'd show you more, but the rooftop is pretty much frozen over, so I don't want to have to get dug out later. And that's all of it.
And that's great.
Yeah, it's pretty much great. There's more, but you know, the roof is probably the cool part. And come back on a sunny day. There's a beer garden next door where I'll buy you a beer.
Yeah. Harry, thanks so much.
Thank
it was
you.
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Tune in next week for our next guest, Nick Law, Chief Creative Officer of RGA. Take a look at what's coming up next week.
It was a siloed world, and you know, even before the web, when I was working first in design and identity, that move from the design and identity world to the advertising world was a move into another world, into a different silo that only ever had very tenuous contact. And two worlds that didn't really understand each other. Designers thought that advertisers didn't understand craft, and that you would design a logo and then the advertising company would figure out a way to fuck it up.
Next week on the Buzz Bubble.